Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Oh, my turn.
Yes.
Girl power, defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm,
Justin.
I'm Justin.
She's Justin.
Here we go.
And we're best friends.
And
we're going out for pizza.
Yes!
For someone's birthday.
Pizza.
It's my birthday.
And
yeah.
Then ice cream. You
just
guys.
A magical,
I know.
Magical combination.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get right to it this week. With a very sweet letter.
Yeah.
Dear ladies, I'm in a strange situation involving two friends, and I'm not sure how to handle it best. Some background. Daisy and Rose,
not their real names,
and I have been friends for many years. We first met as teenagers while all living in the same city and attending the same high school about 20 years ago. Daisy and I became very close, and Daisy and Rose also became very close. Rose and I were friendly and have always gotten along, but didn't share the same bond with each other as we did with Daisy. This is not to say there was any animosity between Rose and me. We've never had a crossword between us. It's just not that same level of strong friendship. Over the years, we've all moved to different parts of the country. Daisy and I still keep in touch and make a point of traveling to each other to visit at least once a year, and we always have a great time. We pick up right where we left off. Likewise, Daisy and Rose have made a point of visiting each other, albeit less frequently. Daisy's on one side of the country, Rose on the other, and I am more or less in the middle. How appropriate. Here's the tricky bit. When COVID hit, I called my nearest and dearest, but also messaged and wrote many friends, just to check in. Rose and I engaged in a friendly text exchange, and she mentioned she was expecting her first child. Great news that I filed away and, truthfully, forgot about. Daisy and I kept in more frequent touch, as has always been the case, talking on the phone and FaceTiming often. A few months ago, Daisy called me in tears. "Did you know Rose had a baby?" she said. "A month ago. She didn't even tell me. I didn't even know she was pregnant. I just heard about this morning from our other friend. How could I not know about this? Did you know?" Ladies, I froze. And then I lied. I told her I hadn't heard about Rose's pregnancy and consoled her. I felt terrible. I had honestly forgotten about Rose being pregnant, and I guess I just assumed Daisy knew about it. Daisy was truly crushed at being left out, and at the time I felt like mentioning that I had known would be salting the wound. As for Rose, I have no idea why she would have kept this from Daisy. I can only speculate, but Rose is married while Daisy has been looking for a partner and really wants a family in the next few years. We are all in our 30s. I am partnered, childless by choice. So maybe Rose thought Daisy couldn't handle this news? But that makes no sense to me. None of us is fragile or would react badly, Daisy least of all. Anyway, thank you for reading this far. My question is, can I or should I do anything about this? Should I tell Daisy I knew about Rose expecting, or would it just be clearing my conscience? Should I just butt out? Signed, Dandelion in the Garden. Dandelion, I want to compliment you on a very well-written letter.
I appreciate it.
Love your use of names and your excellent grasp of grammar.
And nice and brief and concise.
Very concise and yet enriching.
Yes,
you know?
I enjoyed it.
Dandelion, you know the answer.
Yeah.
Butt out.
Really?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah. You know, I think if Daisy wants to call Rose and say, "Gosh, I'm so surprised you didn't tell me," that's their issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to call Rose and say, "Psst, I told Daisy I didn't know."
Right.
It's just, you know, you did honestly forget about it.
Yeah.
And so if Daisy comes to you and said, "Rose told me you knew."
Yeah.
And say, "You know what? It was in one ear and out the other. I'm
right.
So sorry. I forgot until you mentioned it to
right.
me."
Right. Right. I agree.
Just
and I
tell
think
the truth.
If there, like, you couldn't figure out what the reason why that Rose wouldn't tell Daisy. So if there is some issue between the two of them, let them figure that
yeah.
out themselves.
Yeah.
Don't be in the middle
it's
of that.
It's not your issue. It's not your misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You don't need to figure out why Rose didn't tell Daisy.
No.
I think you did a nice thing
yeah.
by pretending you didn't know.
Right.
Because it would have hurt Daisy to know that you were told and not her.
Right.
And if you ever get called on it, just say, "You know, I forgot about it until you mentioned it, and
right.
I just didn't want to say."
Right, right. I didn't want to feel like you know, you were so hurt at that time.
Yeah.
I didn't want to add salt to the wound.
Right.
I need you to tell the truth.
Yeah. The truth is fine if it ever comes
up. If it ever comes up.
Don't you bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
You sound like a very grounded person, so we're
yes.
not worried about you.
Yes.
But yeah, that does happen. You know, those triangle friendships where
yes.
there's the apex friend.
Right.
And then every once in a while, the two friends, you know, connect.
Right.
And
but sometimes
they
don't.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Daisy wasn't even here. How
right.
funny that we
yeah.
get along so well. You know, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Daisy also sent us a rather charming, embarrassing personal problem.
Which I really like.
Any glass wearer will tell you that your spectacles fog up when you're wearing a mask. Yep.
Don't they
gotcha.
Ever?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is no excuse, but I saw a really handsome guy as I was walking yesterday, and he was crouched down low, petting or futzing over the smallest, cutest brown dog, a Pomeranian, I wondered, some distance away. I said, "Aw." He looked up, then straightened up, and there was, in fact, no little dog at his feet. The man had been tying his brown shoes. Oh, God. I walked past him purposefully as if there might be something adorable just behind him.
Good move. Well done.
Well played.
Clever save.
You know, that happens all the time to me. Like, I'm like, oh, a baby. Oh, it's a Yorkie.
Or where you, like, think somebody's waving at you and they're really waving at the person behind you. And you're like, hi.
No, not me.
Okay.
That's not embarrassing at all.
No, not at all. Not awkward at all.
Speaking
yeah.
of embarrassing personal problems, just since we fixed Dandelion's problem.
Right.
Like that.
We did.
Please.
All right.
Tell us about your latest pedicure.
So, I know everyone, listeners, you've been so interested in the saga of my feet.
Mm-hmm.
People have wondered if I did the baby feet.
Yeah.
Kristen wants me to do the baby feet and send pictures and all this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I am.
I'll
been,
heal your feet.
That's what friends are for. I appreciate that so much. And I've been a little hesitant to use the baby feet because I felt like my feet were in the worst shape possible. And so last Saturday, I called round to the local pedicure shop near me here and I said I'd like an appointment for Sunday. And I felt very good about myself, and I said I was going to get the most vigorous pedicure they had,
mm-hmm.
the one that really just took off all the
right,
skin and
right.
left you just bone bare.
The scraper.
The scraper. So I go. And very nice, very clean, very sanitized. They,
mm-hmm.
like, spray the bottom of my Birkenstocks. It's awesome.
Fantastic,
which it was
yeah.
fabulous. And I'm sitting there, and the feet are soaking. And then Chris and I think have spoken of the acid
yeah,
that we love so much.
Love the acid, yeah.
It's like this nuclear acid, listeners, that you put on your heels.
It's probably
and it,
illegal. But
I think
we're
so,
not, yeah.
but I'm not complaining.
No.
But it eats away at the dead skin and the callus
mm-hmm.
all over your heels.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a little sort of baggie with the acid and wrapped my foot in that, and then wrapped one of those hot towels, you know,
ooh,
the steaming hot
yeah.
towels around it, and then put that in another bag so it would steam and work. The
yeah.
2 feet. And they were wrapped that way for at least 5 to 10 minutes
yeah, you
each.
Asked for extra time.
I did, and
let
I...
Let the
I,
acid eat away.
I did ask. I was like, leave it, leave it. She wanted to say, I was like, no, no. And, and you know, I had also ordered a pedicure that would be very... expensive because
mm-hmm.
it added more sloughing off,
right?
Right?
Yes.
And I, as I was perusing the menu, the woman like looked down at my feet and looked up at me, and she just pointed to the one with the lemon citrus and said, "Do this one." This is. I said, "Yes,
most
let's
acid,
do that."
Yes.
Yeah, the most acid. Let's do this one. So there I was soaking in the acid, feeling like this is going to take it all off.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I still need to, I can do the baby feet at a later time. And so I take off the plastic and the towel and the rest. And the woman, she's a very nice lady, she sits down and she pulls out her cheese grater. You
right.
know they have
yeah.
a cheese grater,
yes.
listeners.
Yeah.
Hers is a big one. It looks like a weapon with a handle.
Oh, yeah.
And she takes one foot and she's holding it and she's grating. And it's clear she's not getting the right angle, so she stands up to really get at it and
yeah.
grate. And
like,
she's,
put her back into
she
it.
She really put her back into it. She's really doing it. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she had to sit and rest for a moment. Which is fine. Go ahead and rest. And
tug
then,
the Gatorade.
Yeah, do the rest. And then Then she poured a little more acid on the cheese grater and stood up and went back at it again. She did this with the 2 feet and both twice. Twice had to rest, twice had to add more acid. And both times, the flesh in my feet was sort of flying around. It was kind of gross.
Like, they put a towel under to catch it.
They catch it, but this was, she had a black apron on and there were chunks on her apron. And one chunk, in fact, flew in her hair. And I was like, you know, you got a little something. And there was a language barrier, so I was just like, and I was like, just trying to pull it out of her hair, which I eventually did. And afterwards, the feet looked so fantastic. I showed them to Kristen.
They're beautiful.
And I came home, and I put on a pair of sandals that had been too tight, but now fit. Okay, now fit. So, that is just to say, listeners, if you, like me, have not had a pedicure since before quarantine, raise his hand.
Yeah.
It's time. Do it.
It's time.
Spend the money.
And tip.
Oh, my God. This woman, so I think the pedicure was like $55.
Uh-huh.
Gave her like a $15 tip.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, owe her.
I owe her. And I, you know, I was like, maybe I should never go back again. Because it's very embarrassing for your skin to be flying hither and yon and in her hair.
I know. But, you know, the big tip.
Yeah.
And then also the next time she won't have to work as hard. She
it's true.
She might not have to rest and meet
twice. Twice she had to rest. Twice. She was clearly exhausted. But
what's the name of this place? I have to go.
It's called Chocolate Spa. Fabulous. So, yes.
Yes. 'Tis the season.
It is sandal weather.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to go before the princess's wedding.
I'm going to do another one, another treatment.
Yeah. Maybe we can go together.
Sure, sure. Another treatment.
Hold my hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I may do
from
the
humiliation. Yeah.
I may do a baby foot. I may do a baby foot.
Do it now. Takes
yes.
a while to really finish.
To finish in, to peel off.
I mean, you don't want to put on your pretty shoes and then see a chunk of your
skin. A chunk of flesh coming off.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends
forever.